But
you can say that again.
I know. Oh my God. Welcome to Let's Get Fired podcast, everybody. I'm Quinn Johnson.
And I'm Drew Simon.
Oh man. And we're doing it live from the hallway behind the social.
Again.
Because it was fun.
Yeah. We like this. This is the new
spot. This is our show. This is our Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, this is where we are. Do you know Legion of Skanks?
I don't.
Oh, you should watch.
It's okay. A podcast.
It's a comedy podcast.
It's a comedy podcast.
Like Big J. Okerson, Louis J. Gomez.
Is it like a Kill Tony? Is it like an Austin comedy scene?
No, it's
vibe
New York.
Podcast?
No, it's New York.
Okay. It's been around forever.
Yeah, okay, it's been around for like 10 years.
I just haven't been knowing, I guess.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. I mean, have you heard of Skankfest? The festival?
Yes, I do know
it's
about that.
It's their festival.
That makes sense.
We should spend the whole podcast just talking about Legion of Skanks, telling Brooke about
we should talk about our favorite podcast.
No, Quinn?
We're only 2 minutes in.
Yeah. And we need to introduce our guest.
Yeah.
It's Brooke Tennyson, everyone.
What's up?
We love that you're here. I'm so happy you're here because we're like almost wearing the same jeans.
We are. Yeah. We both really try to have Gen Z jeans.
I like that. And Drew's, I don't even know.
Drew's jeans taper at the ankle.
So I got assaulted by a homeless guy in Seattle a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
And true story, this guy, like schizophrenic or something, just screaming. And I'm walking with my boss. It's like 10 o'clock at night in downtown Seattle. This was like 2 weeks ago. And this guy yells, he's like, "You better watch your fucking mouth."
And wait, I ask a question real quick? Who's bigger between you and your boss?
My boss.
Okay, so it was on him to protect you.
Yeah, he should have protected me.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, but, keep going.
Because Drew's with these pants, Drew can't protect himself.
Mm-mm. Well, the pants come into play here.
Okay.
So I am wearing these pants. The guy's losing his shit on us. And my experience with homeless people, it's like, you just ignore them. So, like, we kind of turn away. Like, we'll pretend he's not here. This guy's crazy. And then he yells, "I'm going to fucking eviscerate you."
Whoa.
And then we...
Ooh, good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eviscerate. Mm-hmm. He was a black guy. He called me the N-word multiple times, which is terrifying.
It wasn't in a way you liked.
Being screamed at me.
Yeah.
So then you're like, I finally get it. I finally get it. Like,
wait, you can't yell this at people?
Wait,
this is how they feel?
Maybe this isn't a fun word.
Yeah. We're just waiting and our light switches for the crosswalk. So then we're moving, getting away from this guy. And I just feel something hit me in the back. And he had like, it was like either a milkshake or like a cup full of like cookie dough ice cream.
Okay.
And it just hit me in the back. Went all down my body, all down my pants. And this was the only pair of pants I packed on this trip because it was like a day or two. And so I took these back to the hotel and I shrunk them. And so they're like super...
Oh,
they're way skinnier on me than they were a few weeks ago.
Wait, that's so sad when that happens.
And I need to buy... Like, these are my go-to pants right now. I need to buy another pair of pants.
No, keep these tight-ass little pants right here. Because I could see everything that's going on in these pockets.
They keep saying that skinny jeans are going to come back. So, like, hold on to them.
Yeah, I mean, at some point they'll come back. You know?
They're not for a minute.
I mean, I don't think Drew will be the one who knows when they come back in fashion.
But what if he's the one who inspires them to come back?
He'll be like Willy Wonka. You know, or like Willy Wonka.
Bringing back pirate
core? No, how Willy Wonka accidentally found himself on the progressive side of the war in Gaza.
Right.
Just through his hate of the Jews, and like he just ironically is like, but that's, dude, that's amazing. What did you do to the guy, the homeless guy? What did you do to him? We just kept walking. How did you antagonize him?
Nothing. We were just
it's
walking.
Probably the jeans. What were you wearing?
Yeah, sounds like you're asking for it.
I was asking for it. There's so many things you experienced in that moment. You realize that, like, you know, the phrase, "What were you wearing?" Like, you finally understood, wait, no, guys, what does that have to do with it? You know, like, all these things came together for you.
Yeah, well, like
you can walk through here.
Please.
Walk through.
Oh, yeah, walk shame on.
Please, yeah, you got to walk. Yeah, got to walk through a
40-minute drive.
And hell yeah, dude. Listen to this podcast.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see you, dude. Subscribe to the Patreon. That's very exciting. Well, I just want to tell Brooke more about Legion of Skanks. Like, there's a guy who's Puerto Rican who wrote a poem.
Wait, for real?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all it took for you to get into the podcast?
Yeah.
It's a Puerto Rican guy?
Well, the poem is what really sold
the poem
it.
Yeah. The poem is very good.
They have a controversial teddy bear that appears every couple of years.
Controversial? Yeah, Does it have genitals or something?
No. Way to set it up.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Why is it controversial, Drew?
It sings like a very racist song.
Okay.
But there it's a teddy bear. Well,
what's the teddy bear's race?
Teddy?
Yeah, it's a bear.
Well, like a brown bear or a black bear.
I don't know.
Yeah. What does that have to do with it?
A lot.
Why do you care about the
a
race?
A lot, Quinn.
That's exciting. No, but it's a fun podcast. But
very fun podcast.
But Brooke.
I like this one, though. This one's a great one.
This one's even better.
Yeah.
This one's at social.
Can we say this is the number one comedy podcast in
Utah?
Live
comedy podcast in Utah?
Yeah, number one live comedy podcast in Utah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is it.
Hondo P.
Right here.
Yeah. Brooke. Where are you from again?
I was born in the Bay Area and then grew up in Orange County and then moved to Utah as a tween. And I've been here.
As a tween. Okay. Yeah. Cause when I first met you, I never would have thought you grew up in California.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Do I seem very much from Utah?
A little bit. More when I first met you, not at quite as much now, but like, you know, when you walk through the social, you don't look out of place.
Okay.
But you look like you could go to BYU.
Yeah, I mean,
I did go to BYU Hawaii.
There you go.
You went to BYU Hawaii.
I did. Yeah.
There you go. Both my sisters went there for a semester.
Do they also have a lot of white guilt? Because I do.
I don't know if they know what that is.
Oh.
You know, I think they were just the main thing they would talk about is how expensive everything was out there.
Things were expensive.
Uh huh.
That's true.
But yeah, did you ever watch the film The Descendants?
The Descendants?
Yeah, it's with George Clooney. You should watch it. It's about like this like white dude living in Hawaii and about the land that was taken and all that stuff that you'll love. Being a BYU Hawaii
alum. I love Tales of Modern Colonialism. It's one of.
And then they also talk about the lasers from space that lit the fire in Maui.
I low-key believe that.
Have you seen the clips?
Yeah, I have seen wild clips.
Yeah, have you seen the clips of a laser beam?
Yeah, do you see the blue rooftops?
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey had a laser gun that shot down from the heavens. She had a Hammer of Dawn, if you've played Gears of War.
See, I like, that's the one conspiracy that's like united like people across all political spectrums. And they're like, Oprah probably did have like a space laser.
It's like Pandora's space laser. You know, Pandora's Schrodinger's space laser. Like, you don't know. We don't know if she does or doesn't.
Well, then it also can be like Chekhov's space laser, where like now that we've talked about it, it has to happen. By the end of this podcast. Shit.
At the end of this podcast, Oz's house will be hit and lit on fire. But it's very exciting. It'll be sad though, because then this Plex server will die. But
yeah.
So Brooke, that's very cool. You went to BYU Hawaii.
BYU Hawaii.
Did you go on a mission?
Nope.
You didn't go on a mission.
I did not go on a mission.
But when did you leave the church?
When I was like 18, 19. So like my freshman year is when I started kind of like feeling like, oh, maybe I think girls are attractive. And also maybe what's even going on with this? I don't like it. So,
yeah.
And yeah,
it's crazy. You're in Hawaii, you know, you're like, it's like beautiful out there. And that's when you're like, I don't know. Is this real?
Well, because you know what I got to see a lot of was women on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And so. So I was taking in the beautiful nature and I was like, wow, I love everything I'm seeing.
Wow.
And
it is actually crazy how like, that is kind of when I snapped on my mission is I went like 4 months without masturbating. And then when I finally did, I feel like something just broke in my head where I was like, cause right around then is when I was like sitting in church and like a Scottish guy was bearing his testimony about the film, The Notebook. And then in that moment, I was like, oh, I don't think I believe in God. I don't know if this church is true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fair.
It all comes back to sex and to come. Right, Drew?
I don't know. You guys are going to hell. And yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. You're going
about.
To hell for this outfit you're wearing.
Dude.
But actually, for Drew's standards, this is actually a better outfit.
Yeah. I've had some pretty
bad. It's all black, which is
makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you look like you would work at Ace Hardware, no problem. But well, very fun. Yeah. So, So you came, when you came back from BYU Hawaii, like, is that when you were like, okay, I'm out of here, I'm done? Or
so, well, for a while I dropped out of BYU Hawaii and I was just living there for a while. Because
you're just living in Hawaii?
Yeah, because I was still just living in student housing, like in the same place I was living when I was going to school, but then I just stopped going to school. And so I only did this for like 6 months, but I just had like I just had fun jobs and did whatever. And that was when I got like, I can't say that I got debaucherous, because everything I actually did was like so vanilla and like not cool compared to like,
I know, but it just seems like it at the time though.
Yeah. At the time I was like, yeah. I was like the wildest child. Yeah.
It's the kind of the part that sucks about like when you tell people about when you like are leaving the church, when you did something bad and didn't grow up Mormon. Cause when you say it out loud, it sounds so milquetoast, yeah, like just vanilla. Like
when I was in Rexburg, my roommates, we went to go see American Sniper.
Oh shit! Oh,
yeah. We're like,
God made you guys. See that? Yeah, I gotta see this.
Yeah,
and then, I mean, you did fully look like the dude walking out.
Oh there, yeah,
trying to fight back a tear.
The tears, oh. Dude. I had a roommate who was like not trying to fight back the tears. Like came out like hysterically crying.
Do you know how many people he killed?
I actually haven't seen that movie.
Over 100 confirmed kills.
It's
isn't it kind of like a Christian movie?
No, it's like Dick Cheney propaganda. The war in Iraq.
And also because like the guy Chris Kyle, the sniper, like he said some pretty insane stuff about like
They showed it in the movie.
Yeah.
He was like, they're fucking animals, all of them.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, cool.
And then, but what was very funny is at the end, like, barely even brush on PTSD. There's like one scene where he's like, oh, and then that's kind of it. It's like they really just show him killing people and all that.
Yeah.
And then, the end, they're like, and then he got sad about it, kind of. And then that's kind of how it ends.
And well, then he got killed. Because
even killing animals, he got killed.
Soldier with PTSD shot him at a gun range.
Yeah, and they really gloss over how intense PTSD is. They're like, yeah, and this guy just killed him that had PTSD.
And wait, is that because this is based on a true story?
It was
right?
a real.
Is
that yeah, it was real. How that actually happened.
Yeah, he's like the sniper with like the most confirmed kills in American history.
And he got shot by another vet at a gun range
in Texas,
and died.
Yeah, and died.
Yeah, because people freak. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the vet had PTSD. Yeah.
Sorry to that man's name.
I find it offensive that you cried, but.
Oh, yeah. Drew's so up in arms right now.
Chris Kyle, American hero.
He has a. If we were in the podcast studio, there's a huge, huge painting
of Chris Kyle. Yeah. American Sniper.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris Kyle. And you can see down the scope and there's like a little kid's head exploding at the like over there.
Yeah, but he had a bomb vest on. Because
like,
you know,
how do we know he wasn't padding his stats?
The opening scene, he's like zooming in on a child with a bomb vest.
He's like, wait.
He's like, oh, what do I do? And he's like, of course, I have to kill him.
I mean,
yeah, so
if it was just like a bomb sock, maybe you could have let that fly, but like a full Clint vest. Eastwood. Okay.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood has gotten very like... I love when like actors, they get like really like right wing later on in their career, and then they feel like because they've been like in a war movie, they're like, yeah, I'm a veteran.
Dude.
There's like a couple of these guys who are like I watched, it was like Sylvester Stallone was like talking about like how he misses like, he's like real men, all these like sissy guys walking around. Now I miss like real men. I'm like, you're an actor.
Yeah. Well, hey, but first he did porn. So
yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
No, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Stallone. It's so, that's why Mrs. Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
Sounds like Sylvester Stallone's doing Mad Dog's bit. I'm missing real men. But that's cool. So yeah, you just kind of hung out at BYU Hawaii for a minute.
Yep. Yeah. And then I kind of decided that if I kept hanging out, I would never go back to school. So I moved back to Utah to go to UVU and I graduated from there.
That's where I went.
Yeah. It's a great place.
Love UVU.
I did. Yeah. Wait. Wolverines.
You're Wolverine.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh man.
I bleed green.
I don't know if there's been anyone else who went to UVU. Just me. And I dropped out of UVU.
Also, I think I've met anyone who's graduated from UVU.
Yeah.
I always hear like, I went to UVU for like a semester.
I finished the job.
You did it.
I did, yeah.
I'd be proud of you. Did you live down here when you were going there?
Yeah, I lived really close to here. I lived for a minute. I lived at Wolverine Crossing because I had like a housing scholarship.
Mm.
And then I lived in just like a shitty place in Provo with my friends. And that was so fun.
Look at you go. Oh, it's very, because you just moved up to Salt Lake recently, right?
Yeah, in like, yeah, October.
Fun stuff. Nice. Yeah, so I'm not kidding. I thought like you had just more recently left the church. How old are you?
25.
Okay. I don't know why I thought it was like a new thing.
That you probably because like, I just can't shut the fuck up about it. But
No. Just because, you know, your attitude. And I know somebody I just don't you remind me of some girls I know. Growing up in Provo.
Yeah.
You know, also you're my sister is the same name as you.
I know. So. You project a lot onto me, I think.
No, but it's
all good things.
I mean, if it's accurate.
Oz. No, you're not coming on the podcast. I'm just kidding. We'll call you in a second. Don't worry. We gotta finish off Brooke.
She's a star.
She is a star. She is a star. She got a fun outfit on today.
That's right. Yeah, I've got a sweater on with stripes.
Very exciting. You're Jimmy Glasscock. But well, that's very cool. So yeah. What was the first job you ever had?
Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it was a great job. American Fork.
AF, mm-hmm. Baby.
That's right.
Did you go to high school in AF?
I did. I went caveman? To American Fork High. AF Caveman.
You're yep. a caveman.
I sure am.
That's oh,
you want to know what too? I have from that job. I don't know if the mic would pick it up, but I have a permanent click in my wrist from scooping ice cream.
Oh my God. Geez. You should file a lawsuit.
Yeah. Workers
wait.
Comp.
Oh, wait. Rico Tammy, case. I'm coming.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming for Tammy.
Who's Tammy?
Tammy was my boss.
Uh-oh. Okay.
She owns the Cold Stone.
She owns
oh,
it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
She okay. come and yell at you about that's not how you whip up an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
No,
let
but
me show you
that's
how to
a
do
like it, not a love it.
I was actually told that because we could funny. Earn.
I like Drew. Okay, I'll turn to Quinn for validation when I think I say something.
Drew
funny.
Will do this thing. He'll say something. It'll, this will I turn. No, he'll go like him.
And you know what? 90% of the time, he's not laughing. He looks like, I was like, that was good, right?
Yeah. Check that out.
That's pretty cool. I love. Being sheepish is one of like the cutest things a person can do, I think. Well, except when it's like annoying, but
okay. What do you mean by what do you mean it's sheepish? What do you like to see? Act it out.
I don't like when someone's sheepish when they're just like, oh, I don't
know.
You mean but insecure?
But only when it's genuine.
When they're like, oh man, your pussy's so wet, and you're like, oh. Really?
Okay, no. Well, here's the thing. Sheepish is specifically when you're like accepting the compliment and acknowledging like, yeah, this thing is true.
Oh, I do it all the time. Anytime. Because I cannot.
But it's when you're being like sweet about it, you know?
I like can't like accept. Like, I've always been accepting compliments, especially anything with stand up. Someone's like, oh, it's funny. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, sure. Anyways. I also feel psycho if you just sat there and you're like, yeah, it was.
I know it. Yeah. There's no, my kind of go-to is just to be like, yeah, I had fun. Like that's the important thing.
This is what I like to do. I go, that. Oh yeah. I wasn't even trying. Yeah. That was crazy. Right. Yeah.
I was just riffing.
Yeah, I know. Like, you think that's good?
Oh, you should see my real stuff.
You should come to Boomerangs. No. Okay. And then Drew, how do you accept a comp? Hey Drew, that was so funny. Oh my God. That was a great set.
Thanks.
Drew, those pants are the exact right amount of tight.
Oh, dude, was it spray paint?
Yeah, dude, I was last night. I went to my wife's like graduation party, mm-hmm. like for her specific college
for her cohort. Yeah,
yeah, for her cohort, and there was someone there who's like seen me at like Wise Guys and stuff, and was like, "Hey, are you a comedian?" I was like, "Yeah," and like, "I've seen you. You're really funny." And then I was like. Cool, and then just like left, and then for like an hour, I kept thinking. I was like, "Oh, I was such an asshole the way I like responded. Like, I should have like said, I should have been more sincere and be like, oh, I really appreciate that." But like, in the moment, I just don't have it in me.
I'm not surprised at all by this. When when we were did sets at Wise Guys to promote the live show we did at Wise Guys.
Oh, that's right.
Drew did his set. Then at the end, he was like, we have a show at the Rickles Room. It's going to suck.
So, I can't be like, oh, something. Yeah. I can't be like, this is going to be awesome. Like, no. I feel like asshole.
But you could say,
if I'm telling people this is going to be awesome, this show I'm doing is so good, you guys should come and see it.
You could say that. Maybe it won't suck. You don't have to say it's going to be amazing. You don't have to say like, don't. And then, because the audience was like, what?
Quinn did save it. He did.
As soon as you said what you said, I knew that Quinn was going to go up there and be like, it's actually not going to suck. We're going to have a really fun time.
Yeah, but. Anyway, there's people that was like, why would you say this?
I don't.
Why would you say that?
No, I self-destruct with like hyping myself up or compliments.
Dude, next time you're on stage, I'm just going to heckle you with compliments. Like, dude, you have piercing blue eyes, man.
Yeah. I don't like that. I do a thing where I crumble when I get my wife does like the opposite thing, though. It's like, she doesn't take compliments well, but like she will, instead of like being like sheepish and be like, oh, like flattered, you know, she like just argues with me about how that compliment's not real.
I like that.
About how like I'm like, hey, I'm really like, she's about to graduate college next week. I'm like, hey, I'm really proud of all the hard work you've done. Like, you've sacrificed so much. And she's like, I've done fucking nothing with my life. I'm a loser. And I'm like, I don't know how to fight. Like,
you just agree with them. Like, you're right. you know, that's what I do sometimes with Ellie when she's like, if she's being really hard on herself, somebody just agree with it, then they can laugh a bit. You'd be like, no, you're totally right. You're a fucking loser.
I should.
And
do
it
that.
Works. It works. That yeah. That's what everyone.
I just
hear.
Argue with her nonstop, trying to convince her that she doesn't suck, and then I never succeed.
It's a perfect relationship.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, Brooke.
That's beautiful, actually. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. How do you guys, so? Because you don't do that though. You don't argue with people that you're about the compliments.
I don't know. I don't think so. I usually just try to say thank you without like being an asshole.
Okay, well, Brooke, that's so funny up there.
Oh my God, thanks. That's so nice of you to say.
Like, and then I get closer to you. I'm like, oh, you know what? I have like a joke workshop. Maybe we can like you ever write 10 jokes a day? Maybe we can like get together and like write something down together. You know, like you should come over to my house. We can write down together jokes. There you go. So that's fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Then that's the part where I have to start changing my body language and like making my shoulders larger and just like, just start like spreading out.
Doesn't work
people. Yeah. You know what you actually do though? Well, like when you conversations you don't want to be in, this is how you get out of. Like you just,
I need to know. Tell me.
You be weirder than they're willing to go.
Hey, that's good.
Because I've done it a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes intentionally, then other times not intentionally. But like if you weird people out.
Yeah. Like, take it or leave it. Be openly racist. And
that's not always going to work, Drew. That might, it's going to turn
not
people
on. Not
in
Utah County, but in some places.
In some places, it's frowned upon, actually.
It is frowned upon, which is why.
But like if there's some, you know, creepy dudes, you just start, you know, you start talking about. And you don't have any problem with this. You start talking about how hot your dad is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And
that's
like,
always a great one.
You know, like you start talking about like, oh, yeah, man, I performed my own circumcision on myself. It's crazy. There's nothing down there anymore. You just start like getting, you have to start talking nuts. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? Nice to meet you. I got to get home to my wife. You know, but
I don't know.
You always
run the risk, though, that someone is willing to go weirder than you're willing to go.
That is true.
And that's a scary position.
But then they're already
going
to talk to you anyways, you know? And then maybe you might find true love. Because then he grabs you and he goes, I circumcised myself too.
Wait, and then what if we both kept the little pieces and then we put them together
and it's a perfect
and
heart.
Heart.
It's a perfect heart. Yeah. Yeah. And then you hear Fetty Wap in the background where it's like, I want you to be mine again, baby.
I'm just thinking, I'm thinking like Parent Trap when they pull out the half pictures and they connect them together.
Or do you like the Tenacious D movie where they like each had these tattoos they were born with and they like put it together and it says Tenacious D. It's a love story. This is where true love happens.
Oh, that is wonderful.
I need to be open to love, I think.
You should be open to love, you know? And the next person we're bringing on is, we're setting up a date with you guys. All right, Burke Harold. I'm just kidding. No. should we get Oz on this thing? How much time have we done?
We've done 25 minutes.
Well, let's get Oz.
Let's do a few more. We have a few more fun questions.
Yeah.
What's We talked about space lasers, but what's a conspiracy theory that you believe in?
That I believe in?
Yeah, another, I guess another one.
Wholeheartedly.
Oh, okay. Here's one. Okay. So the reason this isn't even a conspiracy, this is just facts, but like America's obesity, Reagan is completely to blame because he was in bed with Big Corn. He was like signing all these things that said like farmers get all this money to grow corn. And then there was an overproduction of corn. And so they had to put corn in all of our food. And that's why we all only eat processed corn for like all of our food. And we're all fat.
You like can't digest. Oh yeah. Cause they throw corn to pigs to fatten them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can't digest it. Right. It's like a hard to digest.
It
corn.
Is. Yeah. That's why you get the little corn poops.
Yeah. That's why I feel like the keto diet wouldn't have existed unless it was for Ronald Reagan.
I need to cut out all carbs.
You know, so like you still, all those Italians in Italy aren't like fat pieces of shit. All they eat is carbs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But they're eating carbs without all the
all
shit
day
in
long.
It. You
all
know,
day long
but like
carbs.
Over here, I'm like terrified. I'm like, oh no, I had a sandwich. I'm like, this is going to make me bloated. It's literally,
and it's so upsetting because I love carbs so much.
It's the best.
It's the
carbs
best one.
Are the best.
It's my favorite one. It's my favorite food group.
My
pizza's
favorite
the best.
Thing. Yeah. So thanks good. For the,
there you go.
Thanks
shout
for
out.
Chi- thanks for chiming in. Thanks for chiming
Dude,
in.
That was really good.
We know you like pizza.
You know what I think is really cool about pizza?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
What do you think? Tight pants, man.
Dude, it's not. They shrunk. In the hotel Washington.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
Because the homeless guy threw a milkshake at me.
Yeah. Before I started doing the keto diet, all of my clothes shrunk. That's what I told everyone. Oh, they all shrunk. Yeah. It was
Wait,
crazy.
Have you ever had a pair of pants that were supposed to fit like kind of loose and baggy and then eventually they became skinny jeans just because of your body changing?
Yeah.
That's a sad one.
Oh, yeah. I love that's one of the most like Utah mom ways of calling Drew fat right there.
They shrunk in the wash.
No, I just like how you're like serious talking about it. Like, have you ever had this happen out there and in the world?
I do.
Isn't that so crazy when that happens? Isn't that so crazy how you're not alone when that happens?
It is bad. I have a bit
in the eye.
I know that hurt. There's a bit I've done on stage where you've heard where I'm like, you ever get like red lot? No, I was like, I was like, do you ever get like, you ever Google something and Google bullies you for the question? And I was like, one time I Googled, why do I have red lines on my inner thighs? And Google's like, those are stretch marks. And yeah. That was real. That happened like the first time I got fat. And I was like, what is going on?
What was I attacked by a demon at night?
Yeah. No, I remember the first time I had one stretch mark on my stomach and it was like bright red and it was new. And my boyfriend saw it and was like, oh, did you get a scratch? And I was like, I don't know. I think so. I knew it was a stretch mark.
Totally.
And I knew more were coming.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, hey.
Yeah, he said that mid-coitus too, which I feel like is rude. Like, that can wait for later.
I like that. Just like, he's so uninterested in what's going on. He's like, whoa, what's that?
The fuck is that? Yeah.
Like, mid-pump. He's like, whoa, hold on a second. That's...
I guess that speaks to the dynamic of him not doing very much work. So his thoughts could wander.
Oh, he wasn't doing any... Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone I know.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we'll end with this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. If you could wipe one country off the face of the earth with a nuke, which country is it?
Can't say America. It's too easy.
Okay. This is just my initial thought, and it's like it's not a good look for me.
Just go for it.
But
don't,
I'm just
go
gonna
for it.
Okay. And it's only because I knew a person who went on their mission there, and there was an outbreak of the bubonic plague. So Madagascar.
We haven't had that one before. And I say this every time, but it's always fun when it's not a white country. Always makes it a more fun answer.
And hey, the plague is all about white people. So it's not about that. It's just like the plague doesn't discriminate. It's just about the plague. Do you say plague or like plague?
I say plague.
Plague.
Plague. Plague.
It's plague.
The plague.
Plague.
I think plague.
It's plague.
The plague.
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 Plague. That's one of the craziest clips on the internet.
Yeah.
But then she goes, her mind went like, she was like captured by a possessed in that moment for a second. Have you seen that clip?
No, I haven't.
They asked this girl to do a Jamaican accent, and she's like, okay. And then she goes, my like it. And then they're all, the girl was like, what? And then she was like, Jamaica. And they're like, oh. But like, there's that brief moment where it's like something captured her soul. And like, it was
like something entered her.
Like, it is like her eyes, too. It's like,
but did we ever figure out what happened with like the plane lady who was like, that guy is not real?
Oh, she goes on this podcast I listen to.
Really?
Yeah, Part of My Take.
What happened?
She's been on
Part of My Take.
Yeah, she goes on Part of My Take, and then they sent one of their producers down to Dallas, and like, and they always make a joke about how they're gonna like fuck, but like, and then she will like egg it on, and then he's like, I don't know. And anyways, so yeah, she's I know her. Yeah, wow. She comes on the podcast.
Does she have that same energy as the plane altercation at all?
No, I can't remember her. I can't remember her. Like, she was like, I was kind of just fucked up or something, whatever. But, you know, it's easy to pass that all away because she's like, she's pretty and has bigger tits. So it's like, it's fun.
You can get away with a lot.
If you're pretty and have big tits, you can do anything.
If you're on a plane and someone starts hysterically screaming and saying someone's not real, but also saying this plane is going to crash, because that's what she said. Mm-hmm. I'm getting off before she said, you guys are all going to die.
Yeah.
Are you going to get off?
Well, to her, because she has a big tit, so I'll get off. It's a cum joke. All right.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that
Thank
was good.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was a good joke.
I'm a comic.
It was good.
I didn't do the thing, though. I didn't do the...
I wish you did.
But anyways,
it would feel better if you
it would have
felt like you needed my validation sometimes.
The only validation I'm looking for is Brooks. So thank you for being on.
I think you guys are both so funny. I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah. That was better. That was good. Good job, you guys.
But
of accepting the compliment. You guys did a good job
accepting
the compliment.
Thank you for being here. You're so funny.
Thank you for having me.
I love you.
Very fun.
Wonderful charm.
We'll have to have you on again when we have more questions.
Yeah, but thank you for doing this. And if you wouldn't mind, could you grab Oz or something?
I would absolutely love
Oz
to.
Oz or Jonah, because he said he'd do it too.
Thank you, though. Right, thank you, Brooke.
Thank you. Have a great night.
We'll see ya. We did it.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's kind of fun, too, because now we get to have a little moment like this.
Yeah, it's just you and me.
Moment of reprieve.
Hey, May 10th, Wise Guys.
It's coming up.
June 14th, Wise
Guys.
Two shows.
Wise Guys.
Yeah, Wise Guys.
Put up, come sit down, Oz.
Sits down.
We need you. Sit the H down.
Are we recording?
We are recording.
We're not testing one, two, three.
We're not recording.
No. Okay.
No.
All right. We got with us the notorious.
The host Oz. Of the social.
The notorious OZ.
Oh,
that's right. They like to call me Notorious Ounce. All right. There you go.
Notorious OZ is in the building today. We were so excited. You know, oh man, how have you been? How was the mic?
Dude, it was fun. It was crazy night. There was like so many people. Sorry, should I be talking to you or the camera? Which one?
Whatever feels more natural to you.
Yes.
Well, you got to give the fan service, you know? Because if I look this way, then they're just seeing the ball, the head. They just see like party up front, sadness in the back.
Oh, right, no. But,
the mic was crazy. There was so many people. I mean, audience members, it was hard to get people to pay attention, you know? I think probably could have used a little more cleavage. But other than that,
I thought you were doing a good job right here.
Oh, thank you.
You popped the collar.
Oh, thank you.
You were giving them that sex appeal, you know? You put on your finest khaki pants.
Suburban dad, you know, sex appeal or gently cuddle appeal.
State president sex appeal.
Yeah. Oz, we had you on the podcast. I think it was like December.
Yes.
Fun stat. It's had the highest retention rate of any episode.
Wow. A lot of people.
Thanks, guys. You're awesome.
Well, wasn't the most viewed, but the most amount of people who started finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what we want.
Which is a harder. Like,
that's really impressive.
That's a harder stat.
Because like we lose like 90% of the audience in the first 20 minutes.
I see.
Yeah, which is not exciting in the first 20.
Right.
But with you, that was a fun podcast.
One of our best
ones we ever did.
Last I looked, it was like in the 70s. Like percent of people that started.
Oh, that was only 70 people watched it. I was like, woo, we did it. All right, no.
Now we're cooking.
That's great. No, that's not. Guys, I really appreciate it. It was really fun having you guys having me on, and that was really great. It was a fun mic.
I want to flip it on you. Do you have any questions for us?
Ooh, that's really a good question. I think the question I want to ask for you is, like, Have you guys done double dates together? You know, you and Ellie and you and Amanda, and you guys hit it up? And then how's the camaraderie?
No, we did. We went to Cold Stone last week.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I couldn't eat anything, so I just watched them eat.
Oh, because you're lactose intolerant?
No, he's diet,
trying to
you know?
Lose weight.
So good job, man.
Yeah, I know.
So I didn't want to say anything.
And it looks
bad
because like Amanda and I are like way fatter than him, and we're eating.
And they're eating.
But he's like just watching us. Well,
I'm judging them.
She's pregnant. Like being pregnant is like the handicap for large women because they're like, hey, listen, I can get away with this.
Because like last week I was like, Amanda, you're kind of letting yourself go. And
I said the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I doubled
down. This is a problem. Like, we don't want the baby to be obese.
You're having an intervention for her.
Yeah.
Listen, you eating mustard with like on top of a whole mountain of potatoes.
Was your baby obese?
No.
Yeah. See,
7 pounds. Yeah. 7 pounds, 15 ounces.
We don't want that.
So almost 8 pounds.
And then, yeah, we went after we saw, we've gone to two movies together. So we saw Snow White as a couple.
Oh, yep. How'd you like it?
It was great.
Dude, have you seen it yet?
No. So just so you guys know, Quinn Johnson is almost like a film critic in a way. Like he's a man of many tastes, especially in men, but also he is really good. He like knows so much like sports. You could talk football like with the best of them. And then he's like a film. He knows every single Academy Award. You guys probably already talked about this.
No, he is.
Thank you.
He knows everything. Yeah, so he's like a film connoisseur.
Who won Best Picture 2003?
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
There we go. Easy one.
There we go. Yeah.
Thanks, Oz. Yeah, don't.
So how did it measure up to your tastes?
Snow White.
Palette.
Well, it's crazy. They added some new songs in it. Well, like, you know, they always do that.
From Snow White from 1938.
Yeah.
New songs from then till now.
No, I mean, you've never seen it? Anyways.
No.
And they cut out Whistle While You Work.
But instead of Whistle While You Work, they added a new song. It's like From the River to the Sea. And yeah, it's very exciting.
That's great. Yeah, that's
fun. And then we saw The Chosen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's in theaters right now. Chosen Part 3, like the crucifixion.
Wow.
Yeah, so we watched that, and that was fun.
Yeah, it was all in Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, dos mil Dios. Mil Dios. You know?
Yeah, and like Jesus on the cross, and he's like, yo quiero Taco Bell.
A chalupa mojucra.
Yeah, it was crazy, you know?
Guapo Diablo. Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Also, you know, like in the Bible, when it says like Judas gave Jesus like a kiss to like show the guards. He like made out with Jesus.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like to a point where it was like everything
Jesus
he thought.
Jesus had to push him off.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm not like that. And then that part was weird.
It was a gift of tongues, I guess. You
it's
know?
True. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah. How did you guys enjoy the mic tonight? You guys enjoy it?
It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. You know, we were partying. It was crazy. Every time like 10 people would get walked, like someone would say a joke they didn't like, they would leave, then just 10 more people would show up and sit down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I know.
It was a perfect setup for us tonight, you know, because then you never had to worry about anyone ruining the mic. Cause then,
yeah, it was so packed. People had to come to the mic.
They had to come and sit. Yeah.
They couldn't sit away from
it
tonight.
They were forced
to watch Mad Dog.
Yes. Oh yeah. He actually he didn't have a bad set tonight. He had some good jokes and stuff. So, but, yeah, we always have to be careful with people like walking the room, saying two dark jokes. Sometimes they can walk through and people get offended and stuff. So
it's true.
And they can talk about people's ankles here in Provo and they're like, oh, I never. And then they walk, you know, so I always got to be careful. I'm just trying to fill the people who never do stand up or never been to an open mic before. And I don't know if we have that audience. So
no, it's great. You know what?
Just breaking the fourth wall.
No, you should. You should. And actually,
you don't ever break the fourth wall with our listeners are probably half the time like what?
No, they don't know what's happening.
Yeah. No, I think they look at you and they're like, I know he played football and he's probably autistic at the same time. So
that's you right there, dude. Watch out. Oz is, the fangs are out. Oz is coming for you. I knew the popped collar would make danger.
You should do roast battle.
I would love you on roast battle.
I did your roast.
Roast battle where it's two against each other.
We should you should book roast battle here at the social.
Yeah. Mm.
Instead of open mic one night, if you did roast battle here, I think it would kill.
No.
I'm dead.
No, but in a clean a clean roast battle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And get Mad Dog, David Hone.
Oh, geez.
Like, and they have to write clean, you know, otherwise you'd be a roast.
Lose the crowd, obviously.
But we need roast battle at the social.
We do need roast battle here.
Some people said I should do another roast, but instead of me trying to roast people, I just try to compliment them. And then I end up just actually insulting them.
That actually is actually a great idea for you because you do give some of those backhanded compliments. You
know, it's Provo. We should have a compliment battle.
Yeah, because we were just talking about compliments.
Oh, yeah.
We were hard at taking them. And Drew's Drew's really hard at taking compliments.
You are?
If you want to heckle Drew, compliment him.
Oh, no. I whenever I do compliment him, his eyes dart side to side. Like, he's in a hostage situation. Like, he's like, can I get out of this bank anytime soon? So, yeah, that's kind of...
What did you like about Drew's set tonight?
Oh, yeah. I love how he really addressed the table that was laughing at his jokes. So that was really good. Because it was
I'm telling you, if he just have you go up there and just start trying to compliment people,
you would win roast battle.
Because there's so much like sarcasm and it's so much there's this anger to it, there's meanness to it that it's so passive aggressive. I love it. Like, to feel like I'm back in church.
It's like a superpower I didn't know I had. But no, like you're here's the thing. I didn't watch the whole set all the way through, but I really did like that you were, because it was super loud. Like, it was so loud. But he like zoned in, he tuned in on the people who were paying attention, and so you zeroed in and he was able to get a couple laughs out of them. More laughs. He squeezed a lot of laughs out of them. Plenty of laughs. So plenty. Lots of laughs. This guy's hilarious. Okay.
I think we may have cracked the code.
I think we found it. We give compliments. You just like a heavier go to Nick Lucero. I love how confident you carry yourself.
It's crazy how confident you are with like the hats you wear.
If Oz went to a roast battle and just wrote compliments, he would win the whole thing.
I'm telling you, because it's like it's so natural for you. It's beautiful.
I did actually try to compliment Drew's wife years ago. I really did. This is a true story. I just said, Amanda, I love how you wear pajama bottoms wherever you go. I love how you just don't seem to care. She was really cool about it. We're still friends.
She cried that night, but it's okay.
It's like the compliments you're giving. It's like I feel like I'm watching like The Devil Wears Prada.
Here's the formula. Yeah, I feel like I don't want to give it away because if Oz figures out the formula, he might not be as good at it.
Yeah,
no, you don't give away the... Okay, sorry.
Well, here's what he's so good at zeroing in on what someone's insecurity is.
Yeah,
and trying to compliment them to make them feel better about it.
It's amazing. Yeah. Well, and what I like, it does feel like some of those compliments you give, those backhanded ones, it does feel like you're like a older gay man, like shitting on people's outfits or something. Like, anyways, I'm very excited. We do need to set up like a roast.
That was fun. That was a fun night when we did your roast battle years ago. That was great. We had a solid lineup. Too.
Yeah. Instead of a roast battle, it was like a compliment.
That'd be fun.
Compliment off.
Yeah. A complimentary battle.
Yeah.
Complimentary. Everything's free except for the drinks. Yeah. That'd be great. That would be. I never thought about that, but that'd be kind of fun to try to give each other compliments. See like how you can make the person squirm. You know, how you could do that. That'd be awesome. I'd record it and I would take everything to heart. I'd be like, they said I was really good looking. You know, so I would really, and then I would cry in the mirror and I'd be like, you know, I'd take it really hard. All I'm saying,
I like this. Sometimes I just want to let you go and just keep talking. Because then you start looking at the camera. I don't know. It's like,
I love it.
It's so great. Much, we're getting such a little peek into
so
your
much
world.
Riz.
Riz.
Yeah, you are the Riz God.
That's really kind of you to say. Because you're the Riz guy. You love, like, you get along with everyone. You could watch you could march in a pride flag, like a pride parade in one day, and then you could flip over and march in a Klan rally the next. Like, you could just get along with anyone.
Dude, duality.
Duality. You're walking both worlds. This is, and I've talked to Oz a lot. This, as much as I've talked to you, this is how I think you understand bisexuality, is that it's the most, whatever is the most polar opposite things or what you like. I think you think that's what it means, but
I think it's funny because you know how like in vampires who can walk during the day, they call them day walkers. Like, cause he can talk to sports. You can talk sports, everything like that. He's a gay walker, you know? So yeah. So yeah, he's great.
We have to set up this show.
This man has range. Is all I'm saying. That's all. Love this guy. Love this guy.
This has to be a show. This has to be something. No,
it's so funny. He's like, I bet Oz, his favorite food is ice cream and hot soup. It's
yeah,
I like it. Yeah, hot soup
didn't work because it wasn't a compliment.
No. I love the hot soup. Maybe it's, yeah, if it's tomato based ice cream, you're on the track. I used to eat it so fast as a kid. My mom would give me an ice cream cone, and she'd turn her head, she'd look back, and it's already gone. She's like, "Where did that go? Did you drop it somewhere?" And I already ate it. I'm a fast eater, guys. I'm a very fast eater. We had a big family, so whoever ate first got to the TV, and I was a marathon runner. We'd all finish, and I had one brother who would be like 2 hours later still dressing his stuff later on, and we'd already finished two movies by then. Anyways, sorry, back to you guys.
I like it.
So yeah, this Sunday, big day.
Yeah.
Big day.
Yeah.
What's this Sunday?
Sunday?
You're finding out you already know this gender of your baby.
It's big holiday.
The holiday.
Easter. Oh yeah, no, about the eggs.
No. 420.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about 420?
Ooh, that's I love that you don't have to think about things, you know? That's pretty good, right? When you get high enough, you're like, I could just let your brain ride it out like a ride. No, I don't know. I have some Oxy, but I don't think I'm going to use it on 420. That's for emergency purposes only, licensed by medical professional. All right, thank you. All right, yeah.
Okay.
Totally,
authorized by the state. I didn't hack it or steal it.
Yeah. Well, I never, what's the, you ever done anything a little weird on Oxy?
Okay, so, well, I went to go get my chest fixed a couple years ago, and we had this chubby nurse that would come in. She had a cute face, and so she would come in, and she would call me her best friend, you know, and she would give me facial massages and stuff. It was really sweet. And I was really high on Oxy at the time, and apparently I didn't I remember this. My wife says I did this. I pointed to this woman, you know, to my wife, and I said, you know, she's actually kind of cute, you know, but she's really chubby, though. That's the only thing, but she's got a really cute face, right? And she just turned to me and saw my wife, and she's like, she goes, I totally get it. He's high. It's totally fine. For some reason, my wife didn't kill me. So I woke up with all of my parts, especially down here. So I was glad for that.
I will say, after the conversation we've had so far,
yeah,
what you just described sounds like you're not high at all. It sounds like something you would say normally.
Yeah. Here's the thing. That's why
they're giving someone a compliment.
That too.
That was what you were trying to do.
But saying is, a girl is cute in front of my Brazilian Latina wife. You don't want that. So that's the.
You ever been called?
Not what I'm just saying, you know, because Latina women are very, very jealous. They can be very feisty, very rapido. El guapo.
What's the most like?
Habanero.
Yeah, what's the like angriest thing your wife has done?
Well, not at me, but
at you. I wanted,
yeah. Oh, at me?
Yeah, at you.
Ooh, I don't know. She was pretty mad when I accidentally killed our dog. That was not to bum everyone out, but it was an accident. We let him out without the leash.
He told Amanda and I this story last week.
Yeah,
it's a good story. You should retell it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So,
Quinn hasn't heard this.
I've heard it.
Okay, so my dog would not just take a dump in our backyard. He just would not go. And you've heard this story. I told you the story. You heard it on stage. You were laughing on stage.
I did?
Because he wouldn't. My joke on stage was he just would not pick a spot to take a dump, and him like trying to find a spot to pick a dump was like the equivalent of like a girl trying to find a dress at like Sears, and he just would not pick the dress. So anyways, so finally my daughter was going to go escort some friends home, and I said, take the dog with you. He can go on the way. I didn't have her go with the leash because my wife's like, wait, you're going to go without, he's going to go without the leash? I don't think that's smart. And I said, no, he'll be fine. It's 10 o'clock at night. No dogs will be out. She's like, yeah, what if he gets bit by another dog? He won't get bit by another dog. And it's like, yeah, I'll be fine. It'll be fine. I was right. He did not get hit by another dog or bit by another dog. He did get, however, hit by a car and he died. So she was pretty mad at that. She was like, it's your fault. But then she was really chill and calm about it and didn't kill me for some reason. She forgives quickly, which is good. So I'm still married. Thank you. Yeah, there you go.
Can you give your dog a compliment?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, your dog's listening from hell right now. So what's something you want to tell your dog?
Yeah.
He's listening from hell. I don't know. You were good at, you were very insecure. So you always had to follow us everywhere. That was good. So you didn't run away. So I'm glad that you had the insecurity.
But didn't he run away though? Kind of?
He was following my daughter she didn't have glasses. So she didn't see the car. But
He ran in front of the car.
He ran and he got hit by a car. He was following her. Right.
Oh, was she jumping in front of cars?
No. She was just driving, riding her scooter, and then across the street. She's like, and the dog was stuck smelling some grass. She's like, Max, come on! And then he looked up and he saw her and he ran over and he got hit by a car.
Well, I'll be the first one to say it. That's a hilarious story. And before you go, can you turn to the camera really quick? And we just don't have any promo yet for our new show coming up in May.
When's your new show?
May 10th.
May 10th, Wise Guys catch Drew, Simon, and Quinn Johnson. Guys, this is a show you don't want to miss. They're going to have a solid lineup, and it's going to be terrific. So feel free to come on out, and it's going to be killer. Also, we got a show. I don't know when this is going to air. I got a show next Saturday, so... Is that good? Was that great?
That's perfect.
Yeah. They ask a lot of Oshkosh. Right?
No, it was so packed in there. So,
It's
kind of fun right here. Yeah. It's intimate. Yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, they had three solid comics last time. Maybe they might pick me. That's up to you, the voters. You know, just message in on whatever medium this is and say, I want Oz on that show. That'll be great. But if not, I totally get it. So. But if you want to see more of this sitting puddle of love, please reach out to these guys.
We might have to have, maybe we'll have to do a little segment or something where we just have you come on and just give people compliments.
Yeah, we might have room on, we've booked up our May 10th show. We got two shows at Wise Guys coming up.
Oh, nice.
May 10th and June 14th.
Great.
So maybe.
We'll figure something out. We'll talk about it. We might have something for you. We'll see.
Awesome.
Because now that we know this new found, like, I feel like like in Moneyball when like there's the scout finds Billy Bean as a kid and he's like, when I know, I know. And like, so I just feel like I found this like talent, you know, this. So I'm very excited. So
The thing is, I've done comedy a lot of times, but the reason why is like my friends all thought I was hilarious growing up, but it was more like they were laughing at me than with me, and I didn't care because I was like, hey, as long as they're laughing, right? But they even made like a movie. I don't know if I told you guys this. They made a movie. Yeah, they made a movie. I don't have footage of it. It was called Oz Finds a Date, and it was basically they just recorded me as I try to get a date. The week of girls camp, so no one was available. And
who might have this footage?
Oz, we need this.
Wait, did you act in it?
No. I was real. It was really me. It was really
Oz,
me.
We need this.
I know. I think my wife, with her Latina jealousy, I think she threw it away.
Well, no, but there has to be some other copy.
I know.
Your friends.
I know. I've been trying.
Give me their names.
But yeah, that's the sitting puddle of actually said real life there on that thing. So like it was me trying to find a date. I would call girls and I would be like, I try to, you know, they recorded me asking me my high school crush out, you know, like he was like recording me like from his van all the way across the way. And I went to go try to ask her.
Oh, she wasn't like acting.
No, this is real stuff. I really tried to ask these girls out. Yeah. But it was week of girls camp. And so I ended up just going to a party and. Then I went to a church dance, and then you saw me at this church dance, and I had one piece of paper, and I would get four different girls' numbers all on the same piece of paper. Yeah, not the smartest move ever, but they still gave me the numbers. Yeah, so crazy.
I feel like Nicolas Cage when he got the Declaration of Independence, you know, and they found the secret message on the back, like we need this, Oz. We need to watch this.
I know. I would love to find it for you guys. It's me as a teenager and stuff. But anyways, that's the whole thing. Is just that you. Well, yeah. Anyways,
Thank you, Oz, for being here. I think we should probably wrap up.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me, guys. This is so great.
I did tell Jonah we were going to have him on.
Is he still here?
I think he's still here.
I can go find out.
We'll have him on for like
10 minutes. Yes. Thank you so much.
This has been a delight. So thanks. Give it back to your host, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. That was great.
Yeah. We need that movie. How does this exist?
This is crazy. Okay, with Jonah, we're just gonna quick little rapid fire. We're almost at an hour, right?
Rapid fire.
Here you are, Jonah.
I'll pull up some of the questions we did at the Wise Guys. No.
Okay. We only got a few minutes. Yeah. Thanks for sticking around. Sorry, Oz was telling us some very exciting things.
Yeah,
we found out about his friends made a documentary about him in high school where it was called Oz Tries to Get a Date.
And it was about Oz like hitting on chicks in high school.
That's incredible. Is this still
we're trying to find it. He said that his wife may have destroyed it because she was jealous.
So he did well.
I don't think so. No, he didn't say he did. No. So I don't we need to find this though. Anyway, sorry, we got a little distracted. Yeah. I mean, also he kept just turning to the camera and just talking for a while.
He would just turn to the camera and start talking. Which he's gonna listen to the podcast. He's gonna listen to us talking about this. And next time he's gonna be self-conscious and not look at the camera.
No, we loved it, Oz. I love that Oz plays
for the audience.
No.
Also, when I'm editing the podcast, it makes it so much more clippable when Oz is just
it literally is more clippable. But yeah, welcome, Jonah. We're excited to have you.
Excited to be here.
You've been doing comedy for
like a couple months now.
Yeah. How are you liking it?
I think at some point I'll like it.
sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, there is a point where you're like, oh, this was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I can enjoy this?
Yeah, I got to get more comfortable then, I think.
It's a lot of it. A lot of it is just getting comfortable. And then also when you walk into a mic and you know everyone and you're friends with people.
Yeah.
Makes it more fun.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
And then it gets really fun when you watch your friends bomb. It's hilarious.
It does seem fun, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is going up to someone when they bomb and I shake their hand and say, that was really good. Like, I do that every time. Yeah.
Or I just I'll tell people at a show, like, I'll light you like 2 minutes in. Or if someone's bombing and you lock eyes with them, I just start, like doing like I just start like nodding
heard,
my head.
I heard someone say that when Norm would do well, he would like go back in the green room after the show, but if he bombed, he would stand at the exit and like say bye to everybody.
I love it.
When he bombed?
Yeah. He said he would stand at the door and shake everyone's hands.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Like a bit that only he is in on.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck. Jonah. So congrats. Welcome in.
Congrats for being here.
Yeah. Congrats for being here, man. It was a big moment for you. You don't realize how prestigious this podcast is.
This is probably my biggest moment so far.
This is the number one comedy podcast in the state of Utah.
Live comedy podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Comedy podcast.
I just don't know what other comedy podcasts there are. I think Andy Gold has one. I don't know if I want to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we go to war?
Yeah, dude. Should we go to war with Andy Gold?
Yeah.
Think about all the views you'll get.
Yeah, so many views.
Podcast wars.
Podcast wars.
The Utah podcast wars.
Because they're going to try to bump up their numbers. Like, we talk about junkies. And I'm like, we have Jimmy Glasscock.
Yeah.
That name, the search engine optimization.
I know.
For that.
When we had Jimmy on, the numbers just
people want to know about the cock. But now we don't want to know about you, Jonah. Where are you from? I don't even know.
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, nice. You're a Buckeye. Oh my God. I just saw this article today. Ryan Day's wife said, I've been married to Ryan Day for however many years. He does not dye his beard.
So he dyes his beard.
Absolutely. It's also the blackest beard. I know, it's jet black. Yeah. And he's like, I don't know, like 48 or whatever. Jet black beard and hair. And through your wife, but guys, there's no, he doesn't. Stop saying this.
That's so funny.
Also, it'd be better if you just say, yeah, I did. Yeah, I dye my beard. Also, but guess what? I won national title.
Why would his wife do that?
No, it's
because that looks
maybe she
terrible.
Hates him. Maybe she hates him.
She wanted to stop it before it spread too much. It sounds
yeah.
like.
But it's so because everyone talks about it. The first time I saw it, it's what I love about dyed beards is they're instantly recognizable. Yeah. It's never like done yeah. well. It's just always
people
jet
like that
black.
With teeth too. They go way too yeah. white.
You know? Oh, my teeth have always been this stunningly
yeah.
bright.
Yeah, it's like yeah. I don't know when that happened. You're like, why? That's not going to help making that. It's like. Almost like when Jay Thaniano makes like fake Instagram accounts and he comments on his own posts.
I like
this isn't helping.
Is this? Is this, wait, do you, oh, you don't know Jay Thaniano?
I don't think so. No,
we can tell you more about him after the podcast. But all you need to know is he's Italian.
Okay,
he's a fun guy. He always has his merch on, and
okay,
you know, yeah. and anyways, he's a. He's from San Diego, and so I'm sure he's a lot of things. Anyways, we'll talk
yeah,
later
yeah,
about
we'll
Jay.
Talk about.
But that's very fun, though. So shout out to Columbus, Ohio. Have you
Thank
talked
you.
To Tanner Ralph? He's from Ohio.
I have not.
Yeah. Cincinnati.
There we go.
Cincy. But yeah, it's cool. So what brought you out to these parts?
I was like real anxious growing up. Like, mm-hmm. so from probably like 14 to 24, for the most part, talk to like as few people as possible, you know? And mm-hmm. then I got high and it fixed my brain and then I moved.
There, that is what a fucking.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
I was just trying to fall asleep, high on what? Just weed. Okay.
Just,
you have to ask when it's Ohio because yeah. you don't know fentanyl.
You smoked a bowl at the. This timeline of your life, yeah, I didn't talk to any. I was an incel for 10 years that I spoke.
I wasn't mad at women or anything.
Totally, yeah, of course not. Yeah,
yeah, it's
of course
okay.
not. Yeah, yeah. No, they're awesome. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even want to do that.
Beautiful queens.
Then I smoked one bowl and I was like, you know what? Let's move to the state of Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
for the girls.
Why Utah?
For the girls.
For the girls?
No.
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 You know, I would say women here have to be more attractive than Ohio.
Than Ohio?
No.
Well,
yes.
Well, I guess if you like black women, then Utah's not a good place.
I like black women.
Okay.
But so like
found it.
But like there's more, we got more fats there.
Well, yeah.
So like, but our top I think is better than your top, you know?
Some good top talent here, you know.
Yeah, I might be hanging around like...
Is there a Real Housewives of Canton,
there's
Ohio?
Not, there's not.
No.
But I'm also not from Canton, but there's not one of Columbus.
I'm just naming
either.
A place in fucking
Why wouldn't
Ohio,
you say
dude?
The place that I'm from?
I didn't want to. Canton popped up in my head, you know? It's an exciting place. Real Housewives
Talking
of Salt Lake.
Talking about me here, Quinn.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best, okay? I was just, you know, the story, your first story was so exciting. No, but yeah, so I don't know, this hot people. Hey. Well, I'll have to take a look at these Ohio hot people, but all we know is that they're hotter than people in the UK, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. We are very proud of that. Yeah.
Do you like the Cincinnati chili thing, the whatever they eat there? It's like the spaghetti, but they put chili on it.
I didn't go outside a lot. You know?
Dude, you remind me so much of my best friend growing up, his name is Tag. His name Tag.
All right,
and he's the same kind of
guy
like
you.
How
to feel so far.
Same kind of guy. Where I would call him. He's like we're best friends, and I would call him in high school. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. And I was like, you can call me. He was like, oh yeah.
I would have been
like, and he would didn't talk. I didn't talk to anyone. Like I'd be like, he's actually a really fun guy.
What made you want to go talk to him?
In the third grade, we met. Like. I had a mechanical pencil and like the lead fell out and he was like, oh, you can put it back in.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we became best friends.
I remember.
Yeah. So I've been friends with him forever. But
I remember in elementary school one time I had a mechanical pencil and it ran out of lead and I just like got to throw it out.
I also didn't know you could put it back in. So if I push it out too long, I would try to break it off at the right place. Yeah,
I guess I just learned it at the right moment in my life.
Here's
you know?
The fun thing. All my classmates were trying to convince me not to. Because like, no, you can get lead and add it to the pencil. And I was like, not this brand.
I love it. You're standing there.
I said, not this brand.
You're standing there holding the pencil. Like, I know you guys are trying to fuck with me right now.
You threw it away like a rapper. Like, it was just gonna
you're always doing shit to me. Like,
you can fix it. And like, you don't have to throw it away. I was like, not this brand. This brand, once you run out, it's done.
You know what these ones are. Yeah. Disposable. Yeah. That's awesome. But, all right, Joseph. So why did Joseph? I said Jonah.
Oh, I thought you said Joseph.
No, you get the fat out of your ears. We have a fun time here. Yeah. Why did you move here? I'm just don't know yet.
Because one of my friends from high school was living here and he had an open room in his house. And so I just left.
That's better than staying in Ohio. Yeah.
There's so many parts, like, so far, what you've described in your life that, like, I'm just seeing, like, big picture, like, Hollywood film. I can see all the beats right
now.
Maybe
the most boring film ever.
That would be amazing, dude. Michael Bay directs it. And just, like, sitting around. It's like, it just shows you sitting in your house. Then it's, like, 10 years later, and you're still sitting there.
Yeah,
and then you just, like, light a bowl, and you're like, wait a sec.
The next scene, he's, like, skiing in Utah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your during friend's like, up. Hey. And then it shows your friend, hey, I have an empty room. You're like, I'll go there. It's awesome.
That is pretty.
It doesn't
awesome.
Have to be. You know,
it doesn't have to be interesting.
It's beautiful. Yeah. No, it's beautiful. Beautiful. You're here now. Because guess what? It doesn't matter how you got here, but you got here. By here, I mean the social.
Yeah.
The social.
You got to experience it. He texted me before I came down here. He's like, do they sell alcohol there? I was like, no.
No.
Kids were buying shots.
They're not mocktails. They're mocktails.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why? Like, why did he offer that?
It's insane. He hasn't been to Provo before.
It's insane to offer non-alcoholic beer when nobody was a drunk.
They
want to
pretend like they're doing it. You know, it's like you don't get it. It's like this is what it is down here.
But do they want to be like that?
They want,
and they just and they're not allowed to. No, that is exactly what it is.
It is. They want to pretend that they are.
Because you see it in the films, you see the commercials
for it.
Did they
start slurring? Did you notice if kids would like start slurring when they drink the non-alcoholic
stuff? No.
I do like that there's a alternate world where they have the mocktails and then they all decide to pretend to be drunk.
Yeah, I'm like, come here, toots. It's
what you guys like talk for? Are you from here too?
I'm from Spokane, Washington.
But he grew up Mormon.
Okay, so what'd you guys like talk about?
On stage?
Like in high school. No, in high school?
I grew up here and I don't know, just high school stuff.
He's from Provo.
But I don't think it is just high school stuff.
No, like, well, obviously church stuff too, but it was also just like the internet was out and like it wasn't like
the internet was out.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, sorry, social it was out. I'm going to say social media because like when I was in high school, Snapchat
Al Gore invented
out.
The internet and it was
he came
big
to our
deal.
High school, he showed it to us. But I don't know, what did you talk about?
I don't know. I just feel
come on. Fucking normal guy. What did you fucking talk? You didn't talk to anyone in high school.
Yeah, but I know what they were talking about.
Oh yeah, what were they talking about?
Girls.
They talk about fucking girls here. You think that they don't have any sexual emotion here? The difference here is you talk about the girls and then you pretend like you don't masturbate. That's what you do here.
Oh, you guys would all say you didn't do that?
No one ever talked about sexual things. Like really,
that's
would get
so
into
crazy.
It.
Crazy. That's the opposite of like we're from Washington.
Spokane. I'm going to. I grew up in the heart of the beast. This is like we're Mormon.
Okay, you
want to
hear a crazy story? Yeah. Being Mormon in a place where there's no Mormons, I remember all these guys in like a science class was talking about jerking off. And at this point in my life, I had never jerked off ever. And I lied and said, oh yeah, I jerk off all the time to fit in. Yeah. Like to fit in.
Dude, this is so
I lied
this
about jerking off. I was like, oh yeah, dude, like, I do it like 3 times a day.
Like, really? You jerk off 3 times a day? You're like, yeah, with this brand, you totally can. I wish I could have seen you. I made a documentary about you in high school called Drew Asks Someone Out on a Date.
I remember, because I hadn't, so I really didn't know what it was all. And I was like, I just don't, you know, because like sometimes it like burns or whatever. Sorry, I can't all the time. I'm just like, it gets, they're like, what, it burns?
That was,
like,
a, big, that was a big risk you took there to add information.
I like that. Because then, wait, am I doing it wrong?
I'm getting vulnerable here. I'm talking about the mechanical pencil incident and the lying about masturbating.
I like it.
But yeah, it's the opposite of Utah. Here, everyone like lies about not. And I was like, yeah, totally. I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. It was like, you know, we talk about sexual shit, like, really out here. People are like, oh, they're cute and all that. But, like, it was never like, those tits, man. I want to bust a nut up.
I heard a lot of that stuff. Yeah. Some locker room talk.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Like,
grab them by the pussy.
It wasn't a lot of that talk. I had a swim team. Not a lot of talk there. It would be like, because we could have locker talk, but we shared the rec center bathroom with, like, all these old people, because it was like 4 a.m. and it'd be like an old man with his nut sack touching his ankles. It wasn't really the right time to be like, man. But okay, we're gonna do one final question. We need to take off. I think they're closing up here. So, Jonah, if there's one country you could nuke and wipe off the face of the earth, what would it be? Can't say America.
Why would I say America?
Some people want to. Some people want to, and I think it's also a cop out, because then you feel bad about wanting to nuke another place. It's like, you know, it's, imagine it's like you kill yourself instead of killing someone else. Whatever. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Who would you nuke? What would you?
North Korea. That's probably like an easy answer.
Boring.
But like, I don't really know. I'm not a real cultured person.
I know that. We know that. But you can say Ohio.
Nah.
Iowa.
I respect that.
Iowa.
My dog's there.
Iowa?
Yeah, I would nuke Iowa. I don't know anybody from there.
Should we accept that?
I don't know if we should.
Iowa's...
Let's get one more country.
Okay.
I feel like...
Iowa?
All right, one more country.
What did you guys
North
say?
Korea.
Don't ask us. We're not helping you right now.
I'm not going to say the one you said.
No, it doesn't matter. Because if it comes naturally...
We did have him on. He said India.
I did say India.
Years ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
They do have problems.
Podcast. They do have
we
problems.
We Googled,
there.
I don't know if you remember this, but we
rape
Googled.
Rape statistics?
We were like, which country has the highest rate of rape? And actually, it was the highest percentage of pedophiles.
It's big problems.
Wow. So, do they sweep the board? Do they have the highest rate of all the sex crimes?
They win everything.
Wow.
Anyways,
so that was a good call
for
then.
You.
I think probably China, they're coming for us. They're on our tails. Oh, yeah. You know? And so I think we probably could use a little distance from this, the next best
you know, country. We'd call that the ultimate tariff.
Yeah.
Yeah. How the tariff war should end. The nuke.
We're all praying for that, right? Every night I go to bed, I'm hoping for nuclear war. Thank you so much, John, for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. We're excited to see you around.
Yeah, excited to see you around the comedy scene. It's fun.
Okay, right. Bye.
Goodbye.